Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you. We bless your name. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you set to do for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for your light that shines upon us. Thank you for your glorious and your wonderful plans concerning each and every one of us. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all our previous programs. We thank you, everlasting God, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name. Be thou lifted up, our Lord, be thou exalted, be thou magnified, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us today. That word that we need to hear, let us hear each day. And let the word transform, let your word deliver, let your word draw us closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for your life, for making it possible for you to be a partaker of today's program. Your Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious in your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be speaking to you on what I titled, Those Who Love God. Those Who Love God. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 28, and it says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order he might be the firstborn amongst many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about those who love God. And what are the things that happens to those who love God? These are the people that even before they are born, God has already predestined them to be counted amongst those who love him. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 says, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you are born, I consecrated you, appointed you a prophet to the nations. Brothers and sisters, before you are born, God has already chosen you to be counted amongst those who love him. But mere fact that you are even listening to this broadcast today, that is an indication that God loves you. And indeed, you have a love for the Almighty God. The Almighty God will rekindle his love in your heart in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who love God are certainly they do encounter the Lord. Indeed, you will encounter the Lord in a new dimension in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Just as Apostle Paul encountered our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus in the book of Acts chapter 9, reading from verse 5, he said, and he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Maybe you have been saying certain things wrong about our Lord Jesus Christ. Today you will encounter him. You will have a divine encounter with the Almighty God. You will encounter him. You will have a life-transforming encounter with him this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, on that day, Saul, on his road to Damascus, he met with our Lord Jesus Christ, and his life was never the same thereafter. He became something else for the Lord. He was used to turn the world upside down for our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, even as you are hearing this word today, you will encounter the Lord. You will have a life-changing experience with the Lord today. He will do something glorious in your life, something extraordinary, something marvelous in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you a renewed hunger for the things of the Lord in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you encounter this God, you have a new conviction. You begin to believe him like never before. For those who love God, they believe him. The book of John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. The grace to believe his word, the grace to have that conviction that what God has said concerning you will come to pass, that grace will rest upon you right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That text that we read in that Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. All things will work together for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every form of reproach, every form of shame, every form of failure, they are hereby terminated in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those things that appear not to be good, the Lord God will turn them around in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of the love you have for him, he will turn them around in the mighty name of Jesus. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. So when we are talking about loving God, then we are talking about things turning around for good is for a purpose. And that purpose of God is for you and I to win souls for his kingdom. It's for you and I to go out and win souls, as he has told us in the book of Matthew 6:33. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. All those good things that you want, they shall be added unto you. Because there is a purpose. There is a purpose for everything under the earth. And the grace for you not to miss that purpose, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, you will have a passion and hunger for the things of God. As we have in the book of Romans 8:38 says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing whatsoever will separate you from the love of Christ in the name of Jesus. No tribulation, no challenges. Brothers and sisters, challenges will come. Challenges will come, but the Almighty God will grant you victory. Because he has said that all things work together for good. Those challenges that you are going through, I decree and declare that the Almighty God will dismantle them in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of God will be glorified. His name will be magnified in that situation in the name of Jesus. That challenges is not unto death, but is name for the name of God to be glorified. And that shall be so concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Almighty God has already predestined us to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. That indeed you may be like him in every area of your life. People can see Christ in you. The Christ in you, people will see them in the name of Jesus. The light of God will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God that back up the words of our Lord Jesus, that wherever our Lord Jesus Christ was going, Signs, wonders, miracle we are following him. It shall be so for you too, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, you will be relevant, not only in this world, in the next generation, you will still remain relevant, because the calling of God, his purpose concerning you, shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy will not be victorious concerning you. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 8, it says, he who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like garments. The moth will eat them up. Wonderful. Say, who can contend with me? No one will be able to contend with you. The Lord will grant you victory on all sides. Everyone that contend with you, the Almighty God will contend with them. Because why? Because you love this God. Because you love him. And as a result of that, he's ready to contend with every power, every force that want to contend with you. You say, who is that adversary that will come near me? Because God will help me. The Almighty God will help you. The Almighty God will lift you up. The Almighty God will fight your battles. The Almighty God will guide and direct you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever pit that the enemy have set for you, you will not fall into those pits in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those who love God, and when you love him, you are no longer under condemnation. That same Romans chapter 8 verse 1. He said, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Because when you love him, you are in Christ. And as a result of that, no enemy can condemn you. Every manner of condemnation, the Almighty God has wiped them away. He has given you a clean slate. And brothers and sisters, for him to have given you a clean slate, you cannot go back to your vomit. You will not go back to those things that are not of God, those things that will not glorify the name of God, the grace for you to shun them. The Almighty God will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will never go back to your vomit in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God's plans and his purpose concerning you shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he said in that verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody. No power can be against you. Brothers and sisters, begin to rejoice. Begin to celebrate. Because no power can be against you. No power can be victorious concerning you. Because they are in his camp. The Almighty God will fortify you. He will make you impregnable to the fiery darts of the enemy. Why? Because you are in his camp. You are in his camp. You are in his tabernacle. He will build his wall round about you. The rock of God is protecting you. So brothers and sisters, you and I cannot stop loving this God. We must love this God with all our being, with all our heart. And as you do so, the Almighty God will continue to turn things around for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But one thing that can hinder you from loving God is sin. And I want you, brothers and sisters, to take that step and say, look, I'm going to do away with sin. I'm going to do away with sin. I will live a holy life. And as you do so, you will continue to be the beneficiary of the love of God. Because if you say you love God, you cannot love sin. It's not possible. You can't have two masters. It's either you are ruled by Jesus or you are ruled by the enemy. And so if even you are listening to me right now, you don't even know this Jesus I'm talking about. I'm giving you that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. When you accept him, he cleanses you of all your sins, of all your iniquities, and he gives you a clean slate. He purifies your heart, and he makes you to do things that you cannot do before. He releases the abundance of his grace upon you. So wherever you are, just see after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone that will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, have mercy upon these ones. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The almighty God will continue to lift you up in the name of our Lord Jesus. Your star will perpetually shine in the name of our Lord Jesus. It is well with you in the morning, daytime, and at nighttime. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.